Atlanta has a new destination where you can grab some lunch and see dozens of artists creating work right in the heart of Midtown. The Creative Hive Project has brought individuals and arts organizations to Colony Square on the corner of 14th and Peachtree Street. Producer Mike Johns took a tour and brings us this story.
I'm standing in front of a room within a room, in front of a big window looking out onto Peachtree Street. The walls are bright orange and painted with an elaborate black floral pattern, like wallpaper. We're at the Colony Square high-rise in Midtown, and what might pass for a retail window display is actually an art installation in progress.
I'm building a life-size, fantastical room. There will be an interactive component. I'm going to be digging a hole, and there'll be birds coming out of the hole, and people can turn a crank and the birds will move.
This is artist Dorothy O'Connor. This room environment that she's building here is part of a series called Scene.
And when I saw the call for proposals, I was like, oh God, it would be really cool if I could, you know, build a scene in public.
That proposal that she's talking about was to be a part of the Creative Hive. This is a temporary artist's colony set up in vacant spaces here at Colony Square. So mixed in with restaurants, retail, and offices, there are a dozen artists or arts groups working right out in the open.
They get free range of a storefront for 2 months here at Colony Square.
This is Jessica Helfrich.
They're offering dance lessons, there's installation art, there's musicians, theater.
Helfrich is with the Hambidge Creative Residency Program, which is based in Raben Gap and provides artists with studio space and a creative working environment in the North Georgia Mountains.
This very much represents what we do up in Raben Gap by having all these artists here together working hard, and then they come together for different collaborative events or potlucks, and so we're trying to bring
a little bit of the holler down to Atlanta.
Exactly.
Hambidge's Creative Hive comes at a time when many artists and arts organizations are feeling literally and figuratively pushed to the fringes. Funding for the arts, both nationally and locally, faces an uncertain future, plus
a lot of the art community, especially the DIY or emerging scene, tends to get pushed to where we can afford to work and play and perform. So it's really nice to be able to centralize, especially such a diverse hive as we have here at Colony Square.
This is Miranda Kyle. She's with Downtown Players Club, or as they're calling themselves here, Midtown Players Club. This is co-founder Chris Pilcher.
And it seemed like the perfect opportunity for us because we're having some issues with our South Downtown space that's sort of prevented us from doing larger events. So it gave us a few months to try and work that out.
The problems that Pilcher is referring to is the sale of Downtown Players' building on South Broad Street to Atlanta-based company Newport Development Partners. But here in Midtown, until June, Pilcher, Kyle, and co-founder Elizabeth Jarrett have the run of what used to be the Colony Square Athletic Club, an enormous space where they will host gallery shows, theatrical performances, and whatever else they can find room for.
We think that this may have been an office at one point, but we're calling it the Glass Box.
And it is indeed a big glass box.
Right, and it's going to become an installation space.
They even have a locker room and a sauna, which may or may not work.
So, yeah, they took out the heating element, unfortunately, in this one, but the other one still has it, so we might...
Jarrett reminds me that while all of this artistic activity is going on here, there's still people living and working at Colony Square, bustling all around them.
I was talking to one woman the other day who works at the preschool upstairs, who was talking about, a dance, kind of impromptu dance performance she saw happening, and how she thought it was so strange, but was asking me what it was, and then we went into this whole conversation about what Hive is and what we're doing here. But what's kind of creating these positive interactions that they wouldn't normally have in Midtown, especially like in their regular work grind. So I think that's important.
And Hanover House is right above us, which houses this incredible group of people who are huge advocates for the arts and who all love the art world and have come down and they've talked to us and they are so excited about what we're doing here. And they can't wait to see the artwork. And the one phrase that keeps popping up over and over again with everyone we've spoken to who are residents here, they're like, are we going to be able to buy this work? Can we become patrons of these artists and performers that you're going to have here? And being able to tell them yes, and that they have a hand in helping perpetuate what we're doing here, has gotten this entire housing complex completely excited about what we're doing.
Midtown Players Club is one of two notable arts organizations that have set up shop here at the Hive. The other one is Mint, which has been without a permanent gallery space since 2016. They're taking over a former doctor's office. Other artists participating in the Hive are experimental dance company Fly on a Wall, photographer Forrest McMullen, Matt Hafner, Laura Bell, and many others. When Hambich first began accepting proposals at the beginning of the year, they had allotted 7 spaces, but executive director Jamie Badu happily tells me that they were able to secure sponsorship from PNC Bank and Sky Vodka.
Yeah, that helped us to increase the number of projects from 7 to 12. We're super excited about that. And quite frankly, we wish we could have grabbed the next 12 because it would have been another layer of just really incredible work. So we're really excited about the ideas that are being presented and the cross-pollination collaboration.
This cross-pollination, which is the central pun of the Creative Hive, is something I heard again and again from the artists I spoke with. Everyone was excited to be working in close proximity to other artists, to people who live and work at Colony Square, and to passersby on Peachtree Street. Not all of the Hambich artists are here for the collaboration, though. Looking out onto a courtyard in a former restaurant space, one artist is issuing challenges.
This is the headquarters of the Worldwide Art Federation, which is basically art battles in the style of wrestling without wrestling. So the contestants must talk trash, then paint against each other, and then talk trash.
This is Fabian Williams, and from his Hive studio, complete with walk-in freezer gallery space, he will be hosting workshops, figure drawing sessions, oh, and will also be talking smack about his peers, inviting them to come throw down.
Good competition, to me, creates better creativity. I believe that critiquing is a very important part of the creative process. This critique is a critique on steroids.
And in issuing these challenges to other artists to take him on, Williams and the Worldwide Art Federation is doing what many of the artists in Hive are doing, sharing the wealth. Midtown Players has an enormous gymnasium. They've already had the Weird Sister Theater Project perform there. The Fly on a Wall Dance Company is opening their space to other folks who could use it. The artists here who feel so grateful to have a space to create are sharing it. Of course, with Williams, that space is going to come at a cost for anyone who wants to work there.
Pretty much everybody that I respect. Yeah. You know, like, if you're doing something that I think is cool or amazing, I'm going to diss you pretty hard.
So, artists of Atlanta, take note, you've been put on blast. And whether you're coming as a peer or a patron, expect amazing things from The Hive. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
The Creative Hive will be in residence at Colony Square in Midtown through June 4th.